Campbell. Getting you to the PBR World of Finals, playing a little Wild Card Wednesday.
Hey!
In the game of unbelievable or just bull. Get our contestant on the line here. Good morning, it's Hank. Who is this? Where are you?
Yeah, this is Erica.
Hey!
And I'm in Arlington.
Erica into Arlington. What are we out there doing today?
Heading into work.
Heading, okay. What do we do?
I'm an admin at UPA.
Very nice.
She has a grown-up job. Has anything ever fallen in your lap the first, like, minute you get to work? Like a microphone?
No microphone. Just about everything else.
Okay. Okay. Do the students fall in your lap?
Gary over there in the counter?
No.
Okay. Well, Erica, today, here we go. We need an admin professional for crying out loud. We also need our contestant number 9. We got it. Hank fan number 9 right now. First to play. Unbelievable or just bull? There's my bull. There he is. He's ain't falling down on the job. This is where we give you 3 little fun facts, 2 of which actually true. One of them is not. Tell us, and we will take you to the PBR. All right, which one of these is not an actual thing that happened? All right, are you ready, Erica?
Yes, I'm ready.
First, over the weekend, a huge crowd turns out in Wellington, New Zealand, to watch a guy fold a fitted sheet.
Whoa.
A huge crowd in New Zealand watches a guy fold a fitted sheet, Ed.
How did he do that?
That is A. That's your first. B, or 2, if you want to go in numeric order. A business owner in Kentucky floods his own restaurant to play Will It Float.
That's not how the home
edition works. A business owner in Kentucky
works.
Floods his own restaurant to play Will It Float. Or is it C, 3, Uber comes out with their list every year of the weirdest things left in Ubers. And they include a urinal, a unicycle, and a mannequin with real human hair.
Oh.
Which one of those is bull?
I'm going to go with B for bull.
B for bull. See? We went in both numeric and alphabetical order, and she also used the alphabet.
I like it.
At UTA.
Well, you see.
A place of learning.
She is at a school.
Yes.
Very on brand.
I like this.
A+, Erica.
Her
A+.
Reading level is fantastic. We're good. We're ready. Okay. So you're saying that would be the business owner in Kentucky that floods his own restaurant with water to play Will It Float. So.
Yes.
I'll just go ahead and tell you, C is correct. A urinal was left, and so was a unicycle.
Oh, no.
Also, 15 hookahs, divorce papers, 10 live lobsters, and Ozempic. That is all on the Uber annual list of things that were left.
Do you know how much Ozempic is? Probably more than a urinal, I
Have you
guess.
Seen the price of unicycles?
It's disgusting. Or human hair.
Has anybody ever seen the price of a unicycle? All right, so that one's true. So it comes down to the guy folding a fitted sheet for a captive audience, or the guy playing Will It Float in Kentucky. Survey says.
Fold the sheet.
They are folding the sheet. And he did it.
Fantastic.
He did it. Yeah, a group of about like 200 people showed up to see a guy fill. Which, you know,
there.
I don't know how to do it.
But can
he change? I actually saw it on TV.
You can only do it on the other side of the earth. Maybe that's it.
But can he change a toilet paper roll?
Now, so that would mean B, okay, is the bull. Although a business owner in Kentucky did flood his own restaurant with fresh water.
Why?
To keep the dirty floodwaters out, as they are being absolutely just smashed out there in the south.
Yeah. Is that how that works?
Yeah, I don't know if he played a game in the middle of it, too. I don't know. But then,
I definitely wouldn't recommend Twister.
There it is. But look for your unicycles, and look for these soon, because you just won them. Your PBR passes are yours.
Yay! So exciting!
It's unbelievable!